Okay.
Any question? First good news is I forgot my reading glasses, so I'm legally blind here. So I'm not going to see anything here. Then, where are we? Maybe you forgot what I wanted, because I still remember the agony of reading all these lines at the end of that session. I believe I succeeded to even bore some of you. You start from verse 900 of what? 10, 22, something like that. What was that all about? We talked about it in several sessions, and right at the beginning I reminded you that this is a big paragraph, and listen to it carefully, because he was explaining something in depth. What was that? It was a part of a story, right? General story, we know what the story is, we talked about it, and you talk about it. We started from book one about the form and the essence, because we know it's a very important subject to us, during which Rumi explained what form and the essence are, mainly. You remember it all? You won't. It was a long paragraph with a lot in it, and it doesn't matter if you remember it all or not. Of course, if you remember it all, it's much better. But you have to have a clear understanding of it. Main subjects. There were points he made. Those points should be in your mind forever, because this is how we are going to deal with the form and the essence. Do you remember some of those points? One was that form and the essence are combined. They give birth to each other. They are like the chicken and egg. So they are not dividable really, no matter how you try. But they are different because they give birth to each other. That was one of the points he made. We remember that. Then he made another point. He said the essence to us is the most important part. But the form is the key to approach the essence. Therefore, we work with the form, but we mean the essence. Right? What does all that mean? Good philosophy, right? If I was studying, when I was studying philosophy, I would pay a lot to learn all of these points. But why are we talking about these points to you and in this book? You remember what the book is? This book is the book of wisdom, knowledge. This is it. This is the quote-unquote scientific, the best way to explain what this ma'rifat is. This is some other sort of knowledge, right? He explains it here, for this length. Why? We all remember, he said, you're not here to become more clever. You're not here to become scientist. There are other places you could do that better. You're here to improve something else. We're talking about the other side of the coin. So why this length? And what's the use of it to you, Will, to understand all this? To remember these two points that I said? What's the help of that? What's the use of that, really?
second point, for example, the essence is approachable with form, is something to the work on.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand that key, it gives you the opportunity to do that,
mm-hmm,
as a human being,
mm-hmm,
and see for yourself whether or not that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, part of understanding.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say these are not important. These are the very important points to make in philosophy. But here, we are sitting down, listen to a master who is supposed to explain to us how to be happy. Remember that? To walk the path. What's the use of this, which is so strong that he insists upon this argument? And we'll see that the follow-up is coming. He's not finished yet. Only the paragraph is finished. Have you noticed that? This is the paragraph that one of these slaves is doing what? Remember? He's swearing to God, to this, to that, that I am not cheating. I'm talking honestly. Which is very bizarre stuff to happen in a teaching, right? To talk about all the swearing of that guy who went through all the prophets and non-prophets and the peers and whoever you could name to that length, to emphasize in this book, which you're learning the law of the path, should be very useful to the walker of the path, right? When you walk the path, this should be very important, right? And what are you doing now? Here? By listening to this book, you are walking the path, aren't you? This is a part of walking the path, okay? How are you walking this walk? You are listening to some forms, strange forms, a very bizarre play with the form of the sound of the words in one language. This is poetic language, isn't it? Poetic language is what? Is using the language in a bizarre, interesting way, right? That form, which is translated here to English to you, is what you are listening to, right? So this is the form, which is always inevitable to be the cause. But what he means is something else. He's not a poet here for the sake of poetry, is he? He didn't like even being a poet. He's using that tool to teach us how to walk the path, right? He has an essence beyond this form, which is what? These forms, at the end of the day, they carry meanings, right? But the subject we are talking about is passion, isn't it? And the passion is not an understanding, it's a feeling. So there is a feeling beneath this, which is there for you to grasp, to touch. He's trying to touch your heart in here. But the only thing he could do is talk. Poetry. He explained it. How? He said, first of all, look at what we understand. This is what I remember from last time. The Alzheimer is not here completely yet. So I remember he explained that, listen, what we are talking about, that this subject we brought in is something that has started the human culture, the essence, not the form. The form of talking is making noise, and by that noise making the other fellow understand what you mean, right? This the animal will do. They look at each other and they make some noise. They let each other know their point, loud and clear, right? So the form of talking is not what we are talking about. A lot of people, they argue about the thinking system of the animals, the bizarre way that the whales sing, and they believe that that could be called a language, which could be, we don't know yet. But we are not talking about the language. We are talking about something else beneath the language. The one that divides us from animals. The division between human and animal, you remember that? I hope you do. I always use the occasion to remind you that we are the descendant of the animals, but we are not the continuum of animals. It's not that the animal, they create other animals. And it goes on and on. The rule is, yes, adaptation to the environment, co-working with the environment and all that. But something exceptional, somehow that we don't know, happened, that another kind of creature arrived here, which is the humanity. And we think that's the beginning of our history. How do we talk about it? Stories. We always talk about it in stories. The beginning is Adam. What's Adam? Mainly dirt. This is stuff. But something added to it. A breath. Which is not his. Then a part of it was designated to think, to have the logic. We go like that, right? Why we talk like that? Are we silly? Are we really the extension of those guys around the fire who like to tell the stories and be satisfied? Yeah? These stories made perfectly with the mind of the best masters ever to carry a message. There is a message beneath these stories. These stories are form. The essence of the story is something else. The essence of the story goes like this. When God wanted to involve this existence in good and bad, he decided to create a new creature. This is the essence of that. Means before us, there is no good or bad. What is good? What is bad before human being exists? Nothing. Everything is good. Even the earthquake is good. Even the explosion of a star is good. Everything is good. Right? Then humanity is here and we say, oh, as soon as we are here, good and bad are here. Why? Why is that? Why do we say that? We understand it, but why do we say that?
The choice,
yes, because we have the choice, because we understand the opposite of what logic says. We understand illogic. We understand exception. We learn the rule, then we forget about